Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show. Today, we're going to address a couple steps, 5 or 6 steps to hiring your first super assistant, your first team member. So if you are interested in buying back your time and growing your business by freeing yourself up to focus on the money-making activities, and this episode is for you. And I'm going to just pretty much break it down, all the things you need to know on having your first good hire, and you're going to start being able to work on your business instead of always in your business. We want you to be an architect, right? Not a laborer. A laborer is somebody who works hard over and over and over at the same things, and they get stuck in their business, and the business ends up owning them and not serving them. So if you're interested in avoiding all that, then definitely tune in. If you're enjoying this episode, I'd love to connect with you and give you a shout out. So take a screenshot of this episode and put it up on your social stories, tag me, and I'd love to see who's following these episodes. And I also want to make note, if this is of value to you, I'm doing a free training, and it's dedicated to new online fit pros who are ready to start crushing $5,000 months without paid ads, without phone closing, without complicated funnels, without long hours, and even if you're starting from scratch and have virtually no following. So if you're interested in learning how to get your online fitness business started on the right path, and you want a no-fail step-by-step system, I'm going to walk you through everything you need to know. I'm going to reveal the 6 little high-income skills that pay the bills. Go to sixfigurecoach.ca and register. Set aside a full-blown 2 hours. It's in-depth. It's interactive. You can bring all your questions, and I'm going to get you situated so that you can really make this business something that is the real deal, all right? And with that being said, let's dive in, all right? So what are the steps to hiring your first virtual assistant, your first super assistant, first key member, however you want to call them? It doesn't really matter. Don't get caught up in the minutia. Okay. Just come up with a term. I just call my first assistant, my super assistant, because they did virtually everything. So the very first thing is you need to make sure they are aligned with your vision and your values. Okay. You don't want to hire somebody who doesn't have the same vision and the same value. So what kind of vision should they have? Well, they should have a vision for 2 special things. All right. The first thing is that they have a vision to make positive change in your organization. All right. They want to make positive change. All right. Write those 2 words down. Positive change. All right. They want to learn. All right. They're somebody who's teachable. Okay, they're not lazy, and they value putting in what they have in exchange. So you're looking for somebody who has time, all right? So somebody who ultimately believes in what you're doing. So maybe they're, where do you find somebody who believes in what you're doing? Well, likely they're a student of yours. Maybe somebody who's gone through your own coaching program. That's some of the best talent that you'll ever find. So you want to find somebody who's aligned with your vision. And maybe your vision is to help skinny guys build muscle without drugs. So obviously a great person with somebody would be somebody who has that same vision to help other people do the same. And this ties into your values. You know, we don't only hire faith-based people, but we definitely find that they'll fit into our culture much easier if they do, if they're on the same page and they're not just about the money. They truly want to serve and they want to be a part of a team. So vision and values, and you just, you know, what is a value, Vince? That's a fancy word. A value is something you prize highly and practice daily. So what is something you prize highly and practice daily? If you're in fitness and the person doesn't work out, they might not be a good fit for your culture. Right? If you're somebody who's super, super serious about growth and development and they're not, and they're just kind of looking for, you know, a place to kill some time and get some hours and a check, they're not going to be a good fit for your team. So vision and values is where you start. You want to look at who they are before you start looking at what they've done. Does that make sense? Okay. So the next thing is you need to set expectations.
All right. If somebody doesn't know your expectations, then they won't understand your disappointment. That could be a marriage seminar right there, that one quote. If people don't understand your expectations, then they won't understand your disappointment if they're not doing what you want them to do. So you have to be crystal clear. Our organization has two expectations. The first one is to exceed expectations, and the second one is to make positive change. That's it. Those are our core values. We don't have like 20 core values, 10 core values. Our organization has two core values, and that's it. So when people come on board, we give them those expectations and we teach them how to operate. All right. So what we do with these two expectations is we give them freedom to move and to make mistakes and not to make me happy. I make it very clear. It's not your job to make me happy. It's your job to grow the organization. That's why you're here. So everybody has permission to bring things to my attention. We have that culture. All right. People aren't afraid. They're not tiptoeing around. Oh, what if I lose my job if I try something new, or if I, you know, don't get the boss's approval and this is wrong. We want people to be able to move. We want to give them freedom. We want to give them mobility. And we tell people we want you to be preemptive. One of the best traits of a super assistant is that they anticipate your needs. Now, they won't anticipate your needs if you don't tell them. So, hey, I need you to anticipate my needs, all right? And when you set that expectation, you'll all of a sudden see that they are now given leeway to not work within a box, okay? All right, so the next one I want to talk about is to delegate initially what we're going to call high value but low skill activities. High value, low skill activities. So you want to essentially go through your entire day. And a good little exercise that you can do is something that I, in fact, learned from Craig Ballantyne, and it's called Automate, Delegate, and Eliminate. And it's a very, very powerful exercise that could use a podcast in its own, but I'll give you the gist of it. You make three columns on a whiteboard, and you're going to have to re-listen to this a couple times because it's super powerful. You make three columns, and you label the columns A, D, and E. So Automate, Delegate, and Eliminate. And then for 2 days straight, you set an alarm for 20 minutes in your workday, every 20 minutes. Okay. So literally every 20 minutes, the alarm sounds. And what you do is you just note what you're doing. And every time you note what you're doing, you assign that task to a column, automate, delegate, or eliminate. And after 2 days, you will start to see a number of things. You'll see things that you could automate to your, you know, super assistant, like things that they could do, you know, you could create a process for, and they could start doing them, you know, consistently, like, you know, updating people's programs every Saturday, you know, doing your members' check-ins on Fridays. All right. Delegate, you know, what are the things that you could delegate? They could start posting your posts. They can start doing the hashtags. You could have them start to do, you know, starting outbound messages to people that start following your account or that have been following your account to start conversations that could lead to calls. You could have them start confirming appointments before sales calls, right? So you start to just make a list of all these things that you can automate and delegate. And through this process, you also find a ton of things you can eliminate, which is pretty powerful. And what happens is, you know, as you're going through this, you're going to start to see things that you believe you'll have beliefs associated with things that only you can do. I'll put that in quotes, only you can do this. And I'm going to challenge you on that and say, I want to just challenge you around your belief that you maybe are not the only person who can do this. And maybe you've just never taught somebody how to do this. And in fact, maybe somebody else can do this better than you. We've had so many students bring on assistant coaches and 2-3 assistant coaches into their coaching programs. And they're like, my coaches are actually better than me. And they do the check-ins better. They update the programs better. They update clients' meal plans better than me. And they're like shocked. I'm like, yes, updating someone's workout program doesn't require a neurosurgeon. Okay. We're not sending a man to the moon here. We're updating people's workout plans. We're updating people's meal plans, folks. All right. You don't need somebody who's gone to school for 20 years to do that. You can teach them. These are teachable skills. All right. And there's always this fear of having somebody do something. So anyways, went off on a tangent there, but you want to start paying attention to all the things that are unessential. Like Bruce Lee says, hack away at the unessential. And you want to look for the things on the whiteboard that are under the categories of automating and delegating and you want to look for some quick wins in terms of, okay, I could definitely have an assistant do this. I can definitely have an assistant do this. I can definitely have an assistant do this. And you make a list of their roles and responsibilities. All right. So you're going to make an SOP, a standard operating procedure, in a fancy Google Doc. All right. You're going to give them a title. You're going to put in their core values, and then you're going to outline all of their roles and responsibilities. Number one, number two, number three, number four. Don't overthink this. Okay, this is very simple. Then you're going to review it together. You're going to state their compensation. You're going to state when you're going to review their compensation and their performance, every 30 days. You're going to state how you're going to have weekly rhythms, where every Monday you have a goal setting and a review call for 30 minutes, and you review the performance from last week, and you set the goals for the upcoming week. All right. This is not complicated stuff. This is just new stuff that you need to get discipline with and build into your team. All right. And then you have an end of day report in Slack, where they report everything that they did. And then that's where you provide your feedback at the end of the day. You're not reacting and micromanaging them all day. All right. We could teach you how to do this in probably a, you know, 30 to 60 minute coaching call. And we can have your whole organization built out with some awesome, simple processes where members now know what they need to do. They know how to do it, when they need to do it by, and there's a rhythm of accountability that happens weekly on the call. And then and then at the end of the day on Slack. And for more complicated tasks and roles, you can onboard people quicker with more support. You know, the more support you provide somebody initially, the faster they get up to speed. So there's a bunch of details there, but those are two key rhythms: end of day reports, and you're also going to have your weekly goal setting and review call. And the next thing you want to do is try and figure out, all right, where do I find this person? So I'm going to keep this really simple. There's sites like freeup.com, upwork.com, and those spots are okay. It's definitely sometimes hit and miss. Where we go is our list. You know, I start with my own followers. I start with my Instagram stories. I'll start with my personal Facebook page. And I'm not sure if you've ever seen my non-politically correct job postings, but they get some very, very good talent. We've got an incredible head coach, Corby Waters. He's absolutely outstanding. He came through that unpolitically correct job posting, and we've got an incredible team of phone closers. And I call them the seven-figure mastermind advisors, but guys, let's just be real here. I'm not going to BS you guys. Yes, their job is to enroll people that are a good fit for our program, if and only they're a good fit, and we can definitely help them. And they are definitely trained to disqualify more people than qualify people. So, but it is their job to enroll people when they get on calls with us, and they're fantastic at what they do. And they came through the unpolitically correct job posting. So sometimes the best place to start is right underneath your nose. Put out a job posting, you know, with regards to, you know, in your IG stories, in your email, on your Facebook page. And if you need help with that, you know, feel free to set up a call with me or somebody on my team. We do free strategy calls where we get to know you and we get to find out what's working and not working in your business and how we can support you. And these are really, really simple things that can like help 5X, 10X your business over 12 months, because you buy back your time. And then you can actually start working on your business, not in your business. And what we're going to start teaching you is the famous Dan Sullivan quote that will help you actually become a true entrepreneur, which is when you're trying to figure out a problem, you don't say, how do I do this? But it's, who can do this for me? Who can do this for me? Who can do this for me? When we're trying to figure out Facebook ads, I've never run a Facebook ad in my life. I don't say, hey, I wonder how I run Facebook ads. I'm like, no, who can run these for me? I wonder how I edit my videos. No, I wonder who can do this for me. Hey, I wonder how I can get all these hashtags sorted. I wonder who can do this for me. I'm always looking for the who. I'm always focusing on the who and not the how. All right. If you find the who, you actually stroke out the what and the how in one shot. Now, does that mean that you're going to delegate everything in your business? Of course not. But this is a mindset you want to start developing, and making your first hire to bring on your first super assistant is a super, super powerful, great start. So I'm doing my best to keep these episodes under 20 minutes. So I'm going to wrap up here, and I want to just, you know, kind of recap some of those key things here for you so that you can start taking action on this. So very first thing we talked about was very important to find somebody who's aligned with your vision and your values. Two, we want to give them a name. We want to give them, are they your super assistant? Are they your assistant coach? Like, give them a name. What's their title? Number three is you want to set expectations on how to operate. Number four, you want to write out a detailed roles and responsibilities spec sheet. All right. Number five, you're going to have a weekly rhythms of communication. via the phone at the start of the week and in a Slack channel at the end of the day. All right. Slack's a free platform, communication platform. It's super easy to use, by the way. All right. And then your six, you're going to look for these individuals underneath your nose. Like, who's currently following you? What about your clients? And you want to just start with somebody who is ready to go all in. Ideally, what you want is somebody who can go all in on your business. All right. The best employees are the people that aren't doing like two or three things on the side. They're all in on your business because there's a lot of room for growth for them and you invest into them. All right. So I've got a lot of craziness going on upstairs right now. So let's wrap this one up. And listen, I just want to say thank you for tuning into the Vince Del Monte podcast. You're on an incredible journey. I know some days it doesn't feel like that, but a lot of people message me and say I'm so overwhelmed. And I'm just going to tell you straight up, it's better to be overwhelmed than underwhelmed. I'd rather stick a fork in my eye than live a life being underwhelmed. That could probably be the worst way to live your entire freaking life, being underwhelmed. Overwhelm means you're growing, you're outside your comfort zone, you're finally doing stuff that you've been yapping about for years, and now you're actually making headway in your life. So hey, embrace the overwhelm. Overwhelm is okay, all right? You got to reframe these problems as normal, okay? Or else you're going to be one of those people in society that just yaps and waste time on social media debating about stuff that they can't control, when there's so many things that you can control in your life. If controlling your income is something that's important to you right now, and you think there might be a shot that we can help you maybe start or grow or scale your online fitness business, and you're interested in seeing if we've got solutions to some of the problems you're facing, I'd like to invite you to schedule a call with one of my advisors at callwithvince.ca, and we'd be happy just to get a better understanding of what's going on in your world. I want to know your reality. You know, I want to first see, you know, what you like about what you're doing, what you don't like about what you're doing. And let's see if we can bring value and if we can help you grow your online fitness business. And if we can, there's a couple coaching programs we have. We have by far the most affordable beginner coaching program in the world. Nothing comes close. Literally, you'll be blown away, less than $20 a day. All right. If you don't have $20 to invest into your future, then I'm not sure why you're even bothered listening to this. All right. And if you're looking to move even faster, we do have another advanced coaching program, and we can see if you qualify for that as well. But first thing to do is to book a free call. It's free to listen. Call with vince.ca. Take advantage of that. And with that all being said, please share this podcast. This is a free podcast. The way more people discover it is because of you. So take a screenshot, tag another entrepreneur, online fit pro, and tell them, hey, I'm getting a lot of value from Vinny's podcast. You should definitely check it out. They're short episodes. You can binge on them. And there's so much value in a short period of time. I'd appreciate that a lot. And I think that's it for now. Ciao, ciao.